Each week on our show, we choose a theme, bring you different kinds of stories.
This is a journey into sound.
Today's show.
Funk.
Check your phone. What is funky?
So we didn't really have a clue of how the show was going to go down.
Turn it up.
It's on.
It's on.
Your mama and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what you people say. My friends tell me it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll have to see you when I can. If love to fall so deeply in love with you, knowing you have a wife and two little children depending on you too. Am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch, knowing you have someone else at home who needs you just as feel like
like you need someone to hold on to. The man ain't nowhere around, and that can really get to you sometimes. But what gets to you most of all is when the holidays roll around. You gotta always be by yourself, 'cause that's the time when the families get together. All the in-laws come to visit, so he has to stay home and play the part of the good and faithful husband. But I ain't worried about it, 'cause I found out that when a man starts tipping away from home, somebody at home is falling down on the home front. That's because when these women marry these men, they have a tendency to take advantage of them. They forget about all the sweet things they say to get them, that they have to keep on saying them to keep them. 'Cause you got a whole lot of women out there these days, just like me, who'll tell a man anything in the world he feel like he might want to hear. I know, 'cause I'm going with a married man. And last New Year's Eve, I was lonesome as a Mickey Ficky. But J1, the man, came on in like he was supposed to. And I didn't mind waiting that one day, 'cause anything worth having is worth waiting on. So when the man came in, J1, I was right there waiting on him to tell him all them sweet things I know his wife hadn't told him over the holidays. And you can think of a whole lot of good stuff to tell a nigga when you're by yourself. So the minute my man came in the door, J1, I started laying it on him. I said, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. My baby. You the sweetest thing I know. Yes, you are. Glow. Yes, you do, baby. There ain't no power, no power, no power on this earth to ever, oh Lord, separate us, baby. 'Cause you are my sunshine. You know, I don't want to leave you with a one-sided conception over this thing. Anyone out there in my shoes this evening, I want you to know what I'm talking about. I want you to know that there's two sides to this thing. There's a good side to being in love with a married man, and I like it. 'Cause you see, when you're going with a married man, he can come over 2 or 3 times a week and give you a little bit. That means you're 2 up on the wife already, 'cause once you marry one, you don't get it but once a week. Another sweet thing is, on payday, he can come over and give you a little bread, and I like that. But the sweetest thing about the whole situation is the fact that when you go to the laundromat, you don't have to wash nobody's funky drawers but your own. And I like it like that. I want to keep my situation just the way it is. And to make sure it stays like that, when my man come over them 2 or 3 times a week to give me my piece, I set the clock so he can get up and go home on time. Don't want him to be late. Sometimes it be kind of hard for me to do, but I force myself anyway. I tell him, listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. to the clock on the wall right now, baby. Tick on clock. Listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Oh, forget about the clock on the wall. I don't wanna be right this morning. I don't wanna be right. No, baby. I don't wanna be right. No, baby. I don't care what my friends say about me. I'm gonna keep on laughing.
That's funny.
Keep on pushing, but I begin to shove, but a shove won't make it budge. Then leave her, oh, leave her. You just won't leave her. Yeah.
poor street. That's where I swear we all would be. Hiding in the shadow, but they say we don't belong. Look like we're living in darkness just to hide our wrong. I'd like to take just a little bit of your time this morning to talk to some of you out there about two words that people are using around the world today. Everywhere you go, somebody is talking about making love. But did you ever stop to think that everything that have life in it like to make love? Horses like to make love. Cows like to make love. Mosquitoes like to make love. Best of all, children, human beings like to make love. But now you take those horses, cows, mosquitoes, and things, when they get ready to make love, they make love just where they at. But being a human being, we're just a little bit different from that. When we get ready to make love, sometimes we like to get us about 50 cents worth of gas, ride way down some dark, lonesome road. Oh, and we like to make love in a car sometimes, children. But I tell you, one of the most amazing things about making love is sometimes we like to slip around. Well, I know some men that got women that'll stay home all night long and never worry about anything while they go out with every Mary Jane Sue in town making love. I tell you, it's a hard thing in life when you think about it. But I say all this to say one thing. If you got to run around and slip around and make love, I want you to do this thing for me. Be careful, don't let nobody find you when you're making love, children. Oh!
Make it funky, make it funky, make it funky, make it funky, make it funky. Lord above.
and I won't be seeing him again. But truthfully, I'll always love another woman's man.
Out in the street.